Welcome to Stress Less Obsessed, the podcast. My name is Sophie Deans, and I'm here to bring you all things on self-care, self-development, as well as lifestyle tips and hacks to keep your life as simple and stress-free as possible. So let's make a start and join me on a journey of living a life with less stress. Hello, and you're listening to another episode of Stress Less Obsessed, the podcast. And oh my gosh, what a week it has been. Not only have I been trying to sort out vacating my apartment, so, you know, all the basics of moving, packing, unpacking, wrapping, and organizing, actually moving stuff. But I've been cleaning, arranging a steam cleaner, selling things, but also my puppy got spayed this week too. And she actually got a bit sick from the medication, the pain meds that they gave her afterwards. And she's been so needy. It's literally like having a baby, just crying nonstop. If I get up, she cries. She's just nonstop. But actually, the last day or so, she's picking up and a little bit less clingy now. But yeah, here I am anyway, finally able to record an episode for you this week. And I think it's very relevant to the weather here in Melbourne. So Thursday night, when I was snuggling up with my sick puppy, and I was thinking about the episode for this week, and all I could hear outside was the pattering of the rain on the patio and on the roof. And it was all dark because it gets dark super early now. And the fire was on, and I had a blanket on me, and it was so cozy. And I thought it would be great to have this kind of coziness as a topic. It's very seasonal. And yeah, for the podcast, I thought it kind of reminded me of the Danish term, hygge. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, perhaps you've seen this word like I had before. Now, I thought you pronounced this word hig. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's not just me. Please let me know. I would love to know if there was other people out there that didn't know it was pronounced hygge. But yeah, I always thought it was a Danish art of hig. So I'm going to try and get through this episode without saying hig, because I think hygge sounds much nicer. And it's obviously correct. But anyway, I thought, why does it feel good to embrace this coziness? So let me jump straight in and we go through what is hygge. And it actually comes down to finding comfort and contentment in everyday life. And the Danish have a secret weapon, and this is what they call it, hygge. It's a unique concept and the art of creating a cozy and inviting atmosphere that promotes well-being and happiness. And that's why when I was snuggling on the couch the other night, I was like, you just get like this warm, fuzzy feeling inside, like real restful. But hygge isn't just about being all snuggled up, I guess. What I've discovered is that hygge is about embracing life's simple pleasures and finding joy in the little things and, yeah, cultivating a sense of warmth and togetherness. And it's a way of life. It encourages us to slow down, appreciate the present moment, and to create a sanctuary of comfort in our homes and in our hearts. So there you go. Now, the origin of hygge obviously can be traced back to Denmark, obviously, the Danish term here. But if you've ever been to Denmark, and I haven't, but I'm quite aware that it's a country known for its high quality of life and contented citizens. If you're Danish and you don't agree, again, please let me know in the comments. But this is what I've heard. And in the Danish culture, hygge is deeply ingrained and it plays a significant role in their daily lives. And I'm guessing this emerged as a response to the harsh Scandinavian winters, where people kind of sought solace in creating these lovely, warm, cozy and comfortable environments. And, you know, it helped foster strong social connections as well. Now, over time, I think hygge has become a fundamental part, not just of the Danish identity, but I think the principles have spread far beyond the borders of Denmark and across the world, even if we don't realise. Okay, so how many of you who are listening love that feeling of being inside when it's raining, being all snuggled up, having like really comfy PJs or loungewear on, watching a good movie, having your hot chocolate? Like that just for me is absolutely the definition of hygge. So why are we talking about hygge? Because obviously it has some real profound impact and benefits on our well-being and our happiness. So obviously if we did this all day every day, we wouldn't necessarily feel the benefits if we Netflix and chilled like all day every day. But I think it's more about not necessarily doing the same things, but you can do it in lots of different ways. And it's about prioritizing coziness, comfortableness, and those simple pleasures, those glimmers, those things that give us a bit of joy each day. And it gives us the opportunity to create a sense of refuge from the stresses in everyday life, so that, for example, when you're done working or you come home from work or your kids have gone to bed, you have somewhere or something where you can, I guess, feel relief and let out a sigh and just, you know, appreciate some small things. And the focus is on promoting a sense of calm within our lives, because obviously we can't just go, oh, that's stressful, I'm not doing that. Absolutely not. There are some things in life that we just have to get on with, but we then need to be able to come back to a sense of peace and have somewhere where we can just let go. So yeah, I also mentioned previously that hygge is known for promoting social connections and strengthening relationships. If you have a partner to Netflix and chill with, then that's great. That's great bonding. But not just that. I mean, it encourages us to spend quality time with loved ones. If you have a dinner party, for example, people might come over. You're in the warm. It's one of my favourite things to do in winter. You're engaging in meaningful conversations and creating lasting memories. In our daily lives, what else can you do to embrace hygge? Like I said, it is about embracing and finding joy in the simple things and creating a sense of comfort and coziness. So you could start your day by savouring your first warm cup of tea or coffee of the day, maybe whilst wrapped in a warm, soft blanket. Obviously, if you're in a hot country, you might want to sit in the shade, but you might want to sit in a really comfortable chair and just somewhere where you can find peace and really appreciate and be present while you're savouring that cup of tea or coffee. And taking a moment to appreciate the beauty of nature, maybe during a daily walk, or finding solace in a good book as you're going to sleep. These are all ways you can embrace hygge in your daily life. So some other things you can do is you can surround yourself with some scented candles and soft lighting and create a really soothing atmosphere in your home. That's one of my favourite things to do of an evening. I love dim lighting. I actually get migraines in ultra bright lights anyway. So when I'm winding down for bed, I would like really dim lighting and a candle with a nice subtle scent is perfect. Having the fire on in winter is also great. It just gives you that coziness feeling. And actually, recently I bought this really cool, I don't know if you've seen it on some of the ads on Instagram, but it's like a box, it's like a square cube, and it's like a wave motion light. So you turn it on at night, and I put it on whilst I'm reading my book in bed, and you can choose all different colours, and I have mine in blue, and it literally looks like the reflection of a swimming pool or the sea all over the walls in my room and the ceiling, and it is so good. It was quite cheap, and I was really doubtful that it was going to be very good, but oh my god, I will put this on a link in the show notes because I highly recommend this. And yeah, you have to have a look. It's been on my Instagram if you follow me. Where was I? You can do things like small acts of self-care. So mindfulness can have a profound effect on your well-being. I've been doing somatic exercises in the morning as well, which I find has been really mindful for my mind, but also for my body as well. And I also personally have fur throws, like plush cushions, yeah, like dim lighting, and that just gives the real feel of comfort and tells my body I can relax. Now, even I got new PJs the other day, mainly for winter. I didn't have any really comfortable winter PJs, so I bought some the other day, and they are just so good as well, and they just make me feel so comfortable and so relaxed. I don't feel restricted, so even just coming in from work and just getting changed and putting something comfortable on can start to sense to your body and your mind that, oh, I can relax now, and you can embrace kind of a hygge lifestyle. I feel like, to me though, when I'm imagining a hygge lifestyle, it's like that cabin type vibe, like a little sanctuary of creature comforts and relaxation. So you can bring this into your home to make your home a sanctuary if you want to start to embrace this sense. And basically, that can transform your home into a haven of comfort and tranquility. But you'll probably need to start by decluttering your space first, because how can you relax if your place is messy? I mean, some people can. I personally cannot. I will be distracted by the mess. So you might want to declutter your space and then start to create a warm and inviting ambience using soft lighting, maybe some fairy lights or candles, and yeah, whatever makes you feel cozy and comfortable. And incorporating elements like plants and wooden furniture also brings in warmth into the home and connects you to nature as well, which can be really relaxing. I think I mentioned in a previous episode recently that just having plants, or just seeing plants and having them on your workstation like I do, it is to calm your nervous system. Like, just having greenery around you can calm your nervous system and enhance productivity as well. But yeah, if you can make your whole home comfortable, of course, and relaxing, but it's also good to create a dedicated space to relaxation and mindfulness. Like, you might want to instead have a reading nook or corner for meditation. And that might be good as well if you don't live on your own and you share your space. Maybe when you're on the couch, your partner might be on the couch too, and then you might not be as relaxed, whereas if you know, no, I'm going to go to my real comfortable chair over there and I'm going to read my book. And I think that signals to whoever you live with that that's your time. You're winding down, you're focusing on your book. You don't want to be deep in conversation. You know what, though? Incorporating hygge into your daily routine can be super simple, like just as engaging in activities that bring you joy, promote relaxation. It could be enjoying a leisurely walk in nature. It could be appreciating the changing of the seasons, like I spoke about in episode 24 last week. If you're interested in more about embracing the change of seasons, have a listen. It could also be about engaging in creative pursuits, you know, like painting, knitting, writing. If you're gathering friends over and you are indoors and you're having, you know, the evening of board games or heartfelt conversations, D&Ms, and that's helping build and create social connections, which is what hygge is about as well. You could also embrace the Danish tradition of hygge krog. Hygge krog is basically a cozy, comfortable nook that you can create in the home. And that's where you can enjoy, like I said, with a book or enjoy with a cup of tea. And these activities and traditions, they basically help you to cultivate a sense of hygge and a sense of joy in every day. So it doesn't have to be a special occasion. Hygge, as I mentioned, isn't just about being an individual on your own, reading your book, but it can be around social connections. And you can embrace hygge by spending quality time with loved ones and engages in activities together. And so therefore you might want to arrange intimate gatherings with your close friends and or family and create an inviting atmosphere in your home. So if you think things like dinner parties, sharing a meal together, having a laugh, have some drinks, hot chocolate, wine, whatever you fancy, whatever anyone wants. But it's basically ensuring that you're practicing active listening, being present in the moment and cherishing the time that you're spending with these people. It will create lasting memories, you know, when you spend time with your friends, something funny always happens and you remember that time. And I think that's what matters the most, is just making the time to connect with people, being present, being mindful and having gratitude and taking note of that. So I'd much rather have people over for dinner or even have dinner at other people's, even do a potluck, you know, that's where everyone brings a dish and that brings everyone together. I really find that food and drink play a huge role in its power to bring people together, right? Especially over a few drinks. Everyone seems to bond a lot more over a few drinks. And that does give like this sense of comfort and enjoyment. And food, especially if you're a foodie like me. Not quite at the moment as I'm on this special diet, but I love food and I will meet with anyone over food. And so food can be so comforting. Food can, you know, you can embrace hygge through food. Even in Melbourne at the moment, now the winter is seeping in slowly but surely. I'm really enjoying warm and nourishing meals, like hearty stews and homemade soups. Like I'm becoming a pro at these because that's pretty much all my diet allows me to eat at the moment, because the naturopath gave me a special diet and she said pretty much eat soft foods, stews and soups. So I'm trying to fix my gut health, if you didn't hear from the last episode. But these are so on trend with hygge because they're really like comforting foods. And you can make fresh breads, you could make fresh pastries, like imagine a home just filled with the smell of fresh bread and pastries, like that just adds to the whole comforting feeling. I love that so much. And things like savouring a cup of hot chocolate on the couch or a nice herbal tea whilst wrapped up, or just chilling in your garden if you're in summer, in spring. It doesn't have to be with company. It's about enjoying the simple pleasures. And some simple pleasures are with company. I feel a lot of simple pleasures are alone. For me, everyone's different. But the key seems to be when you're trying to seek solace in like this good food and drink, you have to focus on quality ingredients and making sure you're not just scoffing it down and then you feel sick afterwards, because that's no good. But actually savoring each bite or each sip, and just that contentment is what you're aiming for with hygge. Nature is so good for us, not just because of hygge, but you know, just getting outside is so good for our well-being, no matter what the weather, and taking the time to appreciate the beauty of nature, finding sort of a safe haven outdoors, doing activities outdoors like a walk in the park, rain or shine, might I add, maybe visiting a botanical garden, even just sitting on your back in your back garden or on your balcony if you have one, and just enjoying the fresh air, embracing the change of seasons. Last episode, please jump onto that one if you haven't listened to it already. Jump on after this one, it's very relevant. But yeah, it's just whether it's vibrant colors of autumn or the blooming flowers of spring, nature has a way of really grounding us and reminding us of those simple things. Nature is a simple thing, really. It's something we come across every day. We don't always take the time to appreciate it. And I feel like there are so many times when I go for a walk and I have these glimmers, you know, like the triggers but they give us a moment of joy, not anger. And immersing yourself in nature will help you cultivate that contentment and peace and that space to be present. So hygge is Hygge is often associated with relaxation and leisure, and so you might be able to incorporate it in your work life as well. Wouldn't that be great? And so you could look at creating a cozy and inviting workspace. And how do you do that? Well, I actually, when I was working in corporate, I had this, I don't know what you'd call it, but it's like fairy lights, but it had fake leaves attached. And I just strung this across my desk, and when I come into the office, turn the battery pack on, and I would literally have like nature and soft lighting right at my desk. Could be a bit OTT for some people, but it worked for me. But you get the vibe, right? Add some personal touches. Ensure you're comfortable, you've got comfortable seating. There is nothing worse than sitting on an uncomfortable chair that kills you. I've had that before. And yeah, look, you might not be able to go all out. You might have certain regulations where you work, but just adding some photos and just making it look a bit less cold and horrible will really tell your body like, okay, I'm home, or this is my second home. There are like some physical things you can do as well. And taking regular breaks is a given. We should all be taking regular breaks. I think personally, it's great for boosting productivity. And not to mention, it's good for our minds and our bodies. Like somebody told me the other day that sitting is the new smoking. So we need to get up and take breaks, have a stretch. Going to get a warm drink is a great excuse for getting up and having a break. So you can go do that. That makes you feel real comfortable. And you can even step outside for a breath of fresh air. Even better, you can kill 1, 2, 3, 4 bears with one stone. Get up and take your break, walk across the road, step outside and go and get a warm drink from somewhere else. And there you go. But yeah, you can embrace hygge through your working day by practicing mindfulness. And by that, that doesn't mean meditating at your desk, although you can if you want to. But it's more about focusing on one task at a time. Maybe turning on focus mode on your computer if you can. Or silencing notifications if you can, so you can get in the zone a bit more. Hopefully that will help to enhance your productivity, but also your overall job satisfaction. Not everyone can do that, but if you can, I think for me, I would end up less frustrated. I personally turn my phone on to do not disturb, especially if I'm recording an episode. There's nothing more frustrating than like being interrupted when you're doing something important. Let's talk about travel, because I feel like we've been talking about work and home, and some people work from home, so it's almost the same thing. But when you're traveling, you're embracing the local culture, right? And you should be immersing yourself in the traditions and the customs of that destination. So you want to be like seeking out the local cafes, good restaurants, indulging in local delicacies. And what I don't know about you, but when I'm traveling, I walk so much. Like, I can't remember how many steps I did in Amsterdam, but I'm pretty sure I was averaging like 40,000 steps a day, or maybe not that much, but it was definitely like 25,000 or up. And that was probably because my hotel was further out of town than I'd hoped. Yeah, but don't you find that you're always trying to discover things on foot when you travel, because you don't want to like drive straight past something that could be really interesting. Using the hygge tradition, you will be embracing the art of slow travel, taking time to appreciate the beauty of your surroundings, connecting with the local communities. And you'll basically create more memories that will last a lifetime and hopefully cultivate a sense of wanderlust and contentment when you talk about your travels. I've traveled alone several times, and some of my best and most vivid memories are those where I was walking around town aimlessly. Specifically, I'm thinking right now in Vietnam. I had about, I can't remember if it was 2 or 3 hours for a show, and I'd already seen where was this? Was this Hanoi? I think it was Hanoi. I'd already seen Hanoi before. I'd been to Hai Long Bay and then I came back and I felt like I'd seen everything. So I aimlessly wandered around and I met some really funny, I guess, and memorable people. And these little gems and experiences that you discover when you're not in a rush and you're just being inquisitive, you can just soak it all up and really get so much more out of it. And why did I decide to talk about hygge? You might have sensed by now that it really has got a lot to do with being mindful. It's got a lot to do with self-care. It's kind of about noticing everything that you're walking past, like the sights, the smells, the noises. It's about noticing and appreciating the things that you really do enjoy but probably just don't take notice of. Like, how often do you have that cup of coffee in the morning? Every single day. But are you rushing out the door drinking it at the train station whilst you're thinking about what you've got to do for that day? That's not really hygge. Hygge would be making sure you get up 15 minutes earlier so you can sit down on the couch and maybe, or sit outside in the sun, like whatever the weather, whatever you like doing, and just stop. And that's what promotes the relaxation and the well-being. And this is important no matter where you are, no matter where you live. This is not just for Danish people. And you might like to practice meditation and you might like yoga, and that might be your thing and your way to cultivate a sense of calm and to recenter yourself. But you can do other things as well. This is a reminder that you can do anything to get there as long as you're being mindful about it. You know, you can do the usual, like taking soothing baths, essential oils, light candles, create a spa ambience, things like engaging in journaling or creative pursuits, like where you're expressing your thoughts and your emotions. I like to do this in a really chill environment where I'm listening to like meditative, calming music, dim lighting, relaxed lighting, and in a quiet space. That for me is what hygge is all about. It's about embracing self-care and mindfulness and getting to that point where you go, I'm calm, I have inner peace. Like, it's not extreme happiness, it's like really warm contentment that you feel in your heart. And when you know, you know. Okay, if you know what I'm talking about, you understand. And you can do this in so many ways. So all of the ways that I've spoken about today, from creating a relaxing sanctuary in your home or making your home the sanctuary, and just prioritizing your happiness and the simple pleasures. You don't have to spend a lot of money to do that. So yes, back here, Melbourne winter, like that's just what's going on for me at the moment. So that's why winter comes to mind and rugging up. But hygge isn't just limited to winter. It can be embraced all year round in all the seasons. And if you have no seasons at all, or I mean, I guess just one season. And if you have changing seasons, then that's great because you can celebrate each season's unique qualities. In the colder months, embracing like that coziness I was talking about, the big blankets, the onesies, the warm drinks. You know, in the spring and summer, taking more pleasure in outdoor activities, having your sangria outside in the garden, for example, or on the balcony, having the doors and windows open and letting in that fresh air, having picnics, enjoying the beauty of nature, things like that. It's about just being present in what you're doing. And embracing the change of the seasons is such a great way to practice hygge, finding different ways, finding joy. And you're not going to get bored because the seasons change quite regularly here in the UK, America. So there's always something new to try. And before we come to the end of this podcast episode, I wanted to mention one of the big things that comes to mind when I think of hygge, and that is reading. Reading and like that comfort entertainment. So things like movies and music. Obviously, I try and read every night, so that's why it's one of my favorite things. And I find that when you're reading, you're really immersing yourself in that world because you can't read and text at the same time. You can't read and have a conversation at the same time. You're literally very focused. And it's very, very, very mindful. Movies, we can, you know, go in and out. If a movie's on, we can have a chat, text, you know, scroll Instagram, social media. And the same with music. So for me, the essence of hygge is reading in that study nook is just amazing, ideal, reading in bed. But watching movies, you know, if you've got a partner, is great because you can bond together, listening to music together, and just having that sense of warmth, comfort, and togetherness. depending on what music you listen to, but usually if it's something you like, then that would promote feelings of relaxation and, you know, a positive atmosphere. But yeah, I hope these cultural expressions of hygge will inspire you on your journey to embracing a happier and more fulfilling life. And one thing I wanted to let you in on, actually, I thought of it earlier and I forgot to say it. When I mentioned about having a fire feels really cozy, if you don't have a fire at home, and look, even if you don't have winter where you are, you can still embrace the whole cabin vibe. Now, hopefully you have this in your country. There's in Australia, there's two on Netflix at the moment. And if you type in, I think it's fireplace, just type in fireplace in the search in Netflix, and you can turn your TV into a crackling fireplace. Like, it's literally crackling and it's so relaxing. Yeah, there's two here. Have a look. And I sometimes do this when I'm in bed reading a book. I don't want the TV on, but I just want a bit more ambience. And I put that on and I love it. It's also good if you're having people over and you don't want the distraction of the TV. Put the fire on, and if you feel like that's going to make you sweat, I know we have some listeners here from India, and I've been told that it's sweltering over there at the moment, that it's always sweltering over there, so the fireplace may not be for you. But there's also something else called, I can't remember if it's like the aquarium or it's just like an underwater program. And it's great because it's like having a giant aquarium in your home, which I also find very, very calming, and is something else I put on in the background when I have people over. It's, yeah, like having a fish tank in your living room or kitchen or bath, wherever you happen to have a TV. So yeah, please give it a try and let me know if you try it and you like it or you love it or you hate it. But that, in a nutshell, is what hygge is all about. And in a world that often feels fast-paced and chaotic, I personally think hygge can provide a much-needed refuge and bring you that warm, fuzzy feeling of contentment. It's a bit like a vacation, but all in your own home. You open the door and you just go, ah, oh, this is so good. That feeling when you're on vacation and you're on holiday and you're like, oh my God, this is so good. That's what you're after here. So simple pleasures, meaningful connections, embracing coziness, and it's all about cultivating a true sense of well-being and happiness in our daily lives. It should be daily. This is not a luxury. This is what we should be having every single day. If you're not, then you can do so much to bring that into your life. So I think hygge offers a really cool start and a real strong blueprint for making life more fulfilling. So why not try it? Take a moment to slow down. Appreciate the present. Embrace the Danish art of hygge. And please share with me your favorite hygge moments and experiences, memories perhaps. How do you, or how will you go about including hygge in your life? You're going to do something today to bring you that little bit closer to relaxation and comfort. Or maybe you're going to share this episode with someone who might need that. So please enjoy. For me, I'm very excited because it makes me feel a little bit better about winter anyway. And I shall catch you next week for another episode. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Stress Less Obsessed. And thanks for listening. Until next time, breathe and stress less.